I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Disease spillover, an unpleasant-sounding phrase. It refers to what happens when humans are infected with diseases carried by animals, diseases like SARS, HIV, swine flu, and yes, Ebola. And that spillover is more likely when we humans alter the environment of a species like the fruit bat, which is a known carrier of the Ebola virus. That's the case in parts of West Africa. Dr. Jonathan Epstein is a veterinarian and epidemiologist with EcoHealth Alliance. That's a New York-based conservation group. Dr. Epstein, what's happening in these forests where the fruit bats live?
It's a really important question, and it's great that you opened up introducing the concept of human-induced land changes that can really impact the ecology of wildlife and the way that people and wildlife interact. So the situation in West Africa is that there's been intensive deforestation, and the way that a virus like Ebola potentially spills over is through hunting and contact with animals through the process of butchering. So in the process of hunting wildlife, bats included, people will handle animals, they'll butcher them and become exposed to bodily fluids. And if that animal happens to be infected with Ebola virus, that's an opportunity for a person to become infected. And so with deforestation, there's more exposure between people and wildlife, more opportunity for contact, more access into forested areas.
The deforestation that's happening by human population, the locals, or is that kind of major multinational logging companies?
Yeah, I think it's really happened through major logging initiatives. There's always been deforestation at local levels, more sustainably, people harvesting wood or other forest products. But, you know, really in recent history, it's large organized operations that have come in and converted land to agricultural land or harvested timber at a large scale. And this is really what we're talking about when we talk about major deforestation that has not only created more access into forested areas that might have once been more remote and inaccessible, but as a byproduct of many logging activities, there are also improved road systems that connect what were once remote forested habitats to urban centers. And I think that's been another feature, particularly with this current Ebola outbreak, is that there's connectivity between rural villages and major cities. And one of the things that we've seen for the very first time in this outbreak is spread of Ebola into an urban center. And this is certainly what happened as cases moved from the Gekedo region of Guinea into Conakry, into the capital. And that hadn't happened before. Prior outbreaks in Central Africa were really limited to remote villages and were contained in those areas.
So are we looking at bigger and bigger outbreaks with this trend of deforestation?
Absolutely. As you can move forest products from remote areas into urban centers, a byproduct of that is also wildlife trade. So people who hunt wildlife and may have once consumed it or sold it locally now have access to urban centers, and that may indeed drive the demand for wildlife products and incentivize people to move wildlife from these remote areas to sell in urban centers. And bringing wildlife into urban markets in and of itself could be a risk factor for disease spillover. And in fact, you mentioned SARS earlier. That's exactly what happened in southern China as bats were brought into urban markets in southern China, and spillover of SARS coronavirus occurred between bats and other animals and eventually into people.
So China with SARS, West Africa with Ebola, are you seeing this in other places as well?
When you talk about land use change, we do have other examples where land is converted in some cases to agricultural land, and we do see wildlife being drawn in and having increased contact. Another example of this is with another bat-borne virus, one that I work with very closely called Nipah virus. And this is also carried by fruit bats across Asia, and it was first discovered in Malaysia where areas were converted to large-scale pig farms that were abutting pristine forested areas. And on these farms were fruit orchards that attracted fruit bats in, and there was incidental exposure between bats and pigs. Pigs had an opportunity to be exposed to droppings from bats, whether it was dropped fruit or excreta, and become infected with this virus that ultimately also infected people and caused a fatal central nervous system disease. And this was entirely because of land conversion and agricultural expansion and intensification.
What about like major weather events like climate change? Could that be impacting the spread of Ebola?
the link to climate change, it's interesting to think about, but it's so complex and so difficult to directly link disease outbreaks to climate change. There have been some studies that have observed that Ebola outbreaks in the 90s occurred during extreme wet periods following extreme dry periods, but a lot of these are correlative and it's very hard to show direct causation. And it's important when we think about climate change to realize these are kind of long timescale events. Even though we're witnessing climate change happening, the impacts on bats and other wildlife populations due to things like temperature change could take time to manifest. And that may be changes in food availability. Bats that depend on flowering and fruiting trees, those fruiting patterns may change over time with temperature changes and climate change. So there certainly could and probably will be impacts of climate change on disease reservoirs, natural reservoirs, and wildlife, and also the way that people and wildlife interact. But on a short, immediate timescale, there isn't a lot of science to show that climate change has caused a disease spillover event.
Veterinarian and epidemiologist Dr. Jonathan Epstein, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.